food commentator Nancy Leeson is once again north of the border. On today's Food for Thought, she tells KNKX's Dick Stein all about the wedding she attended in Mexico and, of course, what she ate there.
So, Nance, just back from a whirlwind 3.5-day trip to Mexico. What were you doing down there?
Attending our friend's wedding in Puerto Vallarta. Mac officiated.
No kidding. Does he have one of those mail-order Church of the Cosmic Pinball Divinity degrees?
Nah, he didn't need it. They got married legally here in Washington. But the bride is of Mexican descent, and her family came from parts of Mexico and here in the U.S., and we all flew down from Washington State. It was so beautiful.
It was a wedding, but really kind of like a mini vacation. So I know you must have done plenty of eating, and what I want to know is, do you think that food tastes better than it deserves to if you're eating it while you're on vacation?
To me, it's the sitting there with a cup of coffee looking at the gorgeous Pacific. It's going to taste better. I've had better margaritas here in Seattle, but did it taste better because I was sitting outside with warm air flowing past my hair, bleached by the sun, at least in the 2 minutes I got to sit in it? Yes, it did taste better. But the best part of traveling for me is always hitting a market. And I went to a place called Mercado Emiliano Zapata in Old Town Vallarta. There were tiny restaurants and kiosks and mobile units set up with people clustered around them sitting outside on crates. And
what was it, an outdoor one or underneath a big...
Well, it was like going to Pike Place Market and knowing to go in the back, the way the locals shop. Some of it was outside, some was inside, but it was mostly little shops and stalls. One of my favorite stalls had a lady who was so proud of her chickens, I asked if I could take a picture. And sure enough, she held this chicken up. It was plucked to within an inch of its life.
It was still alive and bald?
I know it wasn't, but it was bald and it didn't have any nail polish on.
Did you buy the chicken? Did you have cooking facilities where you were staying?
We did have cooking facilities, but we didn't have much time. I'm really sorry that I did not buy that chicken. But I did buy the best carnitas in a butcher shop, just chopped up pieces of fried pork. I could have cried. I stood on the street with grease, like, falling down my lips.
That's the Nancy I know.
By the way, the wedding was gorgeous. Late at night, as people were dancing and singing, the bride and groom, Grant and Martha, had a woman come in and set up a charcoal rotisserie, and they made tacos al pastor as it was nearing midnight.
Is that the kind where it's rotating with a pineapple on top and the juices are dripping down?
Yes, and they were using lump charcoal, which just made the flames ever so delicious. It was smoky and moist, and man, was that gal handy with a knife. Whoosh! Just slice pieces of pork off of that. Put them on fresh tortillas, and it was the most delicious little tacos I'd ever had. But of course, it was such a short trip that on our way to the airport, I saw what I really wanted, some roasted chicken that was just roasting there on the side of the road, barbecue chicken, and I almost asked our Uber driver to pull over. This guy was so great. When he found out my name was Nancy, he said, "Did you eat any Nancy fruit?" And I said, "What?" And he described these things to me, and I had seen them at the market. They're tiny little fruit that looks like a cross between a Rainier cherry and a yellow plum. He said that when he was a kid, he loved them so much, he once ate 3 kilos of them, and he and his mother will never forget that.
I bet his mother never let him forget it. We'll have pictures from Nancy's trip on the Food for Thought post at knkx.org with KNKX's globe-trotting food talker, Nancy.
Next time, I'm stopping for the chicken.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Well, I'm going to a destination wedding, too, in glamorous Silverdale.
Stein.